Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Vanderpodcalypse Now. We're here. We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We still exist.
Yeah.
So, and we're doing better than ever. Thanks very much. I'm thriving. I'm not breaking down at all that we don't know when the next Vanderpump's going to happen or who's going to be on the valley.
We're in a huge limbo.
Yeah.
A huge purgatory.
That's right.
Is there any way out?
Is there any way out? Only through tiny little morsels of celebrity news, specifically news from Katie Maloney, who, you know, when I hear news is coming from Katie Maloney, I'm like, okay, fine. Like what? She has a cute haircut. Like, what are the notes of Katie Maloney? Cute haircut, something about her, Tom Schwartz bullshit. We know the drill. And yet, we're back here to discuss the fact that Katie Maloney has a new boyfriend. And she says on her podcast that she is in love. It's just like, we're going from like, first of all, remember last season she was like, she talked about being bisexual. She talked about having sex with women. She talked about being single. Like, and all of a sudden she's with someone. Maybe not all of a sudden, but for me, it seems like all of a sudden, feels like all of a sudden, you know?
It's born whenever Page Six talks about it, or maybe the Vanderpod Reddit talks about it.
Yeah, exactly.
The Vanderpod Reddit. It's just the Vanderpump Reddit.
Where's the Vanderpod Reddit? Hello?
No need for it.
Oh. So we just learned that Katie Maloney's boyfriend, who she mentions on the podcast, she is in love with and travels a lot for work, is a man named Nick Martin. Does his name ring a bell for you at all? He is a guitarist from the band Sleeping with Sirens.
Oh, I've heard of that band.
You've heard of that band?
It's kind of like metalcore, emo core.
Tumblr 2013. Like, it feels older.
Sleeping with Sirens, I think, yeah, are pretty, you know, I'm actually, because I'm sort of versed in it just because I keep up, like, you know, with that music, just generally speaking. But I feel like they're one of those. Let me see if I'm right. Sleeping with Sirens.
Hold, please. Hold, please.
I don't know. They're just a rock. I thought they were.
I don't think they're as cool as you think they are.
No, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of maybe something. Oh, no. Post-hardcore, post-punk, metalcore. Yeah, metalcore. Metalcore emo going back from 2009. Yeah, they were on Epitaph. That's how I know them.
And okay.
I've worked with Epitaph before. Yeah. Mm. No. It's the band I'm thinking of.
Okay. Yeah. What are your thoughts on them?
Oh, I don't have any, like, it's nothing I've ever listened to. I just kind of know that music and I know the name because they're connected to.
Can I show you a picture of this guy? But first of all, tell me what you think Katie's boyfriend should look like. Just like.
Yeah. So he's been in the band since 2013. They've been in the band since 2009. So he's been in it for a considerable amount of time.
Okay. You're not looking at any photos of him though.
No.
Okay. What do you think Katie's boyfriend looks like?
I'm going to say dark hair.
Okay.
Am I right with that?
Yeah, ish.
Tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
A black t-shirt?
Jesus Christ.
I know this.
Look. Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah, that's exactly. I didn't think his hair would be. Is that like a dyed hair?
Yeah, it's like a pink.
And they're a little bit old because this band's like a little bit older. So he's probably like in his at least late 30s, maybe. Right?
I would say he's in his 40s.
In his 40s, because the band's been around for a while, and this is what metalcore people look like now. Yeah, I didn't think it was hair would be dyed. I thought it would just be black, but that's exactly what I thought.
Well, receding hairline, sunglasses, tattoo that you can see through his black t-shirt on his neck, scruffy, like, let's see if there's any other photos of him happening.
They call him Slick Nick. Or is that just what I call him?
That's just what you call him.
Yeah.
He seems like, again, what is on brand for Katie? Tom Schwartz, I guess. But like, this guy seems much more of like her new vibe, maybe. But again, I
think that's the vibe that she's, you know how they say like people sometimes date people they look sort of like? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This kind of seems more, if you believe in that, mm-hmm. and I sort of do, you know, there's always outliers, but
yeah.
She kind of has that look, that look that somebody would date that not, doesn't look like somebody who would date Tom Schwartz.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, especially. I think back then, for sure. Now, there are some controversies with him. People are kind of speaking out about him being like a grifter and maybe shitty to women, which, again, also kind of tracks.
I mean, that music scene has, you know, there's, I mean, any music scene.
Yeah.
But like that metalcore kind of, they're from Florida.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. But Tom Schwartz is from Florida.
Yeah. I mean, I like Florida. I know it has its issues, but
some parts of Florida I would not like to go to. But I don't want to speak too much on those things because they're unsubstantiated and alleged and whatever. But I want to just like flag that because it is Katie Maloney.
Well, okay. So there's a Reddit for Sleeping with Sirens. It says mm-hmm. Nick Martin from Sleeping with Sirens exposed. Nick is a predator.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A manipulator, a gaslighter, and a huge narcissist. He has a massive victim complex. This is just like from 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I won't speak on it. And Jason's like, let me bring it this says shit that he right
once,
up.
He says he once kissed a woman he wasn't in love with. Yeah. In his 30s. And I think she was also in her 30s.
No.
Yes.
No.
He was not even close to being in love with her. He just liked her a little bit.
Jesus Christ. These monsters.
No, honestly, there's...
it seems bad.
There's just a lot in that scene, and I'm sure there are probably a lot of...
Mm-hmm.
Shitty people. It doesn't surprise me.
Katie is no stranger to shitty people, though. Like, what? It's like the person that you know that dates really bad people all the time, so they don't know any different. You know, it's like, and they go out with like someone nice, and they're like, I don't know. And it's like, but this is all you know.
I guess he was married. It says touring rock star cheats on wife is like kind of like a standard. The thing is, if that description I just did, if I said Tom Schwartz, does it fit?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, you
it
know,
does. It really does. It really does. Give him a low sperm count and a couple fluffy dogs, and you're almost in Tom Schwartz land.
Yeah, he's wearing. I see a picture of them together. She looks great.
She's looks better and better every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, love the eye makeup. That's mm-hmm. the thing. You get that eye makeup. You know, I'm just looking at this. Is just, you know, he's got that smirk.
God.
He's got the LA with the LA's upside down.
Oh. I mean, he's got a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Show. He looks
like how'd you do? See, Mama.
That's the only impression I've ever
heard. Right, yeah. And then, but meanwhile, I'm sure he's said something homophobic before.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe not recently.
He looks fucking old in that photo.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? Just
let me see,
like
let's see how old he is.
Yeah, let's
I'm
get
very
to the bottom.
Invested in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He's 41.
No.
Yeah.
Take it back.
I'm 10 years older. You know what I mean? he's from San Diego.
Oh, ooh, shit.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah, you and this guy.
This is just famous birthdays, which I am on, by the way. He was in other bands. One of the other bands was D.R.U.G.Drugs, like the acronym Drugs. But also his first band in eighth grade, Diaper Rash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. He's from San Diego.
God.
Which kind of tracks.
I hate him.
He's got a cameo.
I hate him. Oh.
Oh, wait. Maybe he's 31 here.
No, he's not 31. That picture is not of a man that's 31. 41, I think, is even generous. I'll say it.
How much for a cameo from him?
I want to say a cameo from him is $60.
You're too poor, Rebecca, to get a cameo from Slick Nick Martin.
All right, we're doing 80, 85. Are you fucking shitting me?
We're talking $100.
$100 for a cameo from that guy?
Well, as soon as he started, it was probably $6, and he started dating Katie, and he's like, $100.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, my God. This is going to end so disastrously.
No, yeah, it says here he's 31.
No, he's not fucking 31. Should I look at my true crime search engine to, like, really get the fucking, like, my paid-for Spokio account?
You know, this is who says, yeah, 41 makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that fucking guy is not in his 30s. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it is 41.
Yeah,
it's 41.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
41, full of fun.
That's famous birthdays says that. Cameo says he's 31. I don't know why.
Yeah,
maybe when he filled it out, it was like that.
He said, oops. It's like when people are
page
online.
Page 6 says Katie Maloney. It looks like it says Katie Maloney sleeping with Sirens musician Nick Martin, but it's dating sleeping with Sirens musician Nick Martin.
Wow.
So Katie's 37, yeah, and he's 41. And he's got one of those kind of like black t-shirt and then a black denim jacket with the sleeves cut off. Like that kind of like uniformish type thing.
Yeah.
When you don't really know what else to wear.
Yep. Damn. Seems so bad and boring. Can you be both bad and boring? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty standard.
Yeah. I will say, too, and I don't remember if we brought this up or not, the last man that Katie Maloney was linked to was Love Island USA Season 6 contestant Connor Newsome, who's like the opposite of this guy. He's like a Ken doll. I mean, he's like very boring, I guess, in a different way. But she was out with him a couple of times. I think probably, you know, Ariana set that shit up. But maybe she was just finally ready for a relationship with another horrible guy.
Well, wait a minute. Listen, but maybe he's now he's a great guy. You don't know.
Maybe.
You don't know, but you know what? You do know.
You know. This one's
over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.